Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Mard, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this world a better place. This is the fourth year for my program, and I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world. And I'm pleased to announce that we now have over 140,000 listeners in over 70 countries. So thank you so much for your wonderful support. We have an incredible show for you today. For the next 2 hours, I'll be honoring Dr. Masaru Emoto, because I consider Dr. Emoto one of the greatest scientists this world has ever had. I consider him great because he showed through his research and experiments that we can create a really beautiful new world just with our thoughts. He found that if you send positive thoughts, for example, to a glass of water, beautiful crystals will form. Conversely, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, ugly forms will be created. So in order to create a beautiful world, you just have to think positive thoughts. But there's a lot more to his research than just consciousness. But I want to go into that here during the next 2 hours. And we'll be bringing in Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo, Japan on the program. Sandy Fox from Los Angeles, a wonderful Hado instructor, and some other wonderful people to celebrate his life and work. Before we start, I'd like to mention just a few upcoming events. Tomorrow, on Saturday, July 22nd, which is Dr. Emoto's birthday tomorrow, I'll be giving readings at the Kent Commons just south of Seattle at the Boeing Employees Psychic Fair from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'll be in booth number 70. I've been in touch with the other side for the past 23 years, and I can put people in touch with their spirit guides or family or loved ones who've passed on. I'll be having a show special where I'll be doing brief readings for only $10, and if you are in the area, please come by and enjoy meeting you. Then from August 18th to the 21st, I'll be in the Dominican Republic for the third World Conference for Peace and Life, Peace and Light. I'll be giving presentations there, along with some of the world's best psychics, UFO, and spiritual people, and I hope you can come to this truly wonderful conference. Their website is www.paxluxmundi, that's paxluxmundi.com. Then from September 7th through the 12th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta in Northern California. Mount Shasta is a very special place. Located in Northern California between Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco, the mountain contains many portals and vortexes. Considered the root chakra of the earth, there's an ancient Lemurian city called Telos, approximately 100 miles beneath the mountain. In August of 2015, I visited Telos on the astral plane, and I've been there many times since. We'll be camping right next to the entrances to Telos in the Hollow Earth. And on my last trip to Mount Shasta in June, 8 of us actually went into Telos and met people from the Hollow Earth. Others actually interacted with Sasquatch, and all of us saw many UFOs flying around us at night. You see, Mount Shasta is a base for the people of the Hollow Earth, which is actually Lemurian civilization. And at night, you actually see their spacecraft coming in and out of the mountain constantly. The cost is only $200 per person and includes free dry camping. And there's also a wonderful cabin available for only $16 a night for those who'd like to sleep in a real bed. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me after the show at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Now, this is going to be a special trip because there's some special people coming along on the trip, including Scott Lemriel, who will be giving a presentation on the Galactic Alliance. And, of course, Scott's been in touch with the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years, and they promised to come as well. And so you'll probably be seeing their spacecraft there up in the mountain, as well as Michiko Hayashi from the Emoto Peace Project. She was Dr. Emoto's assistant. She'll be coming on today's program during the second hour to celebrate the life and work of Dr. Emoto. Michiko will be giving a presentation at the Mount Shasta Library in Mount Shasta from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 10th, as well as doing a special water prayer and ceremony for the world at 5 p.m. at some beautiful water springs in Mount Shasta. Now I'd like to celebrate the life and work of Dr. Emoto. He said that the earth is 70% water and so is our body, so water is very important. In fact, he later said that water is God and God is water, so that the water in all of us is actually the lifeblood of the Supreme Being or the entity who created all of this universe. He also found that water has memory, so that if you take a bottle of radioactive water and place love and gratitude water crystals on the bottle, or write love and gratitude, the radiation in the bottle of a bottle of radioactive water will completely disappear within 48 hours. And after this is after he found that that you could clean radioactive up with love and gratitude, a good question to ask is, why hasn't this been done at Fukushima? And why hasn't it been done at the Hanford Nuclear Waste Dump in Washington State? In theory, using Dr. Emoto's techniques, we could clean up both Fukushima and Hanford within the next 48 hours if we followed his findings, because this is what he found with a bottle of water. In fact, we could clean up the entire planet if we use our consciousness in a positive way. I had Dr. Emoto on my radio show on July 25th, 2014, and it was an amazing interview. I'll never forget it. I will be playing that interview in a few minutes. But there's something very important I'd like to tell you about that interview. And in the middle of the interview, at about 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, I asked Dr. Emoto whether his consciousness experiments with water could also help bring about world peace, especially in the Middle East. At the time, there was a terrific battle going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And so he said it should help bring world peace. So during that interview, at about 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, we both asked for everyone to send lots of love and light to the Israelis and Palestinians. And during that intention experiment, we asked them to have a 12-hour ceasefire to provide food and medical supplies to the wounded. Well, a few hours after the show, at about 8:30 p.m., I turned on the television where I was staying, and right at that moment, the Israelis and Palestinians announced a spontaneous 12-hour ceasefire to provide food and medical supplies to the wounded, so our intention experiment worked. And at the end of our interview, I'd like to do another intention experiment to bring world peace and also clean up the world's waters. But something else very interesting happened during the show, because when I went back to the program and listened to the show again, there was about two minutes and 40 seconds missing from the final tape. Most of my shows here on Out of This World Radio are about 57 or so minutes, but yet there was this break in the recording. So I went back to the program, and I found that all of the audio from our intention experiment had completely disappeared and replaced with a shuffling of papers. I was really shocked at how this could have happened, so I asked my good friend Scott Lemriel from the Galactic Alliance to ask his friends what had happened, and he said that some negative forces, including the reptilians, had removed the segment with our intention experiment because they didn't want us to know that we are very powerful spiritual beings who can create a peaceful world if we want. They also didn't want us to know that we don't have to live with war and conflict anymore. All we have to do is send loving and peaceful thoughts out to any conflict, and we can have true world peace. If you go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and click on the guest for 2014, you can listen to Dr. Emoto's interview in July of that year. I know that all of us are pretty tired of war and conflict, and so this is a wonderful way to change the planet. And I know that this is one way we could do it. Dr. Emoto was all about love and gratitude, and he found some of the most beautiful water crystals are formed when you simply send love and gratitude or write love and gratitude on a bottle of water. It's simple. It's as simple as that. Since Dr. Emoto was on my show in 2014, the vibrations of planet Earth have gone way, way up. In 2016, in September of 2016, what's called the Schumann resonance, or the vibration of the planet, doubled from 7.8 hertz to nearly 14 hertz. Since that time, in May, the vibration of the planet has gone up nearly 20 times to 120 hertz. This means that the planet is rapidly raising its vibrations, and we're starting our ascension into the higher dimensions. And so we have a very beautiful and bright future ahead of us, and I know that I'm sure Dr. Emoto is listening to this interview today on the other side. And with that, what I'd like to do is to go ahead and first off, play his interview now, and then we'll come back at the end of this interview and play a beautiful water song in his memory. Eric, if you could play his interview. This is from July 25th, 2014. And now let's go live to Tokyo, Japan, where we have Dr. Masaru Emoto on the phone. Dr. Emoto, are you there?
Hi.
Yes. Hello, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Our time is 7.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry to wake you up, my friend. We're calling a translator now. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Dr. Emoto and Ted.
Hey.
It's so nice to have you on the line. I didn't know you were there. My engineer just gave me a thumbs up, and that meant that you were on the line, so I'm sorry I missed that. But good. Well, welcome, Dr. Emoto. Thank you so much for coming today. I am coming on the show today. I want to tell my listeners a little bit about your background. You are the most famous water scientist. You were born in Yokohama in July 1943. You are a graduate of the Yokohama... I'm sorry?
Okay,
good. You are a graduate of the Yokohama Municipal University's Department of Humanities and Sciences with a focus on international relations. In 1986, you established the IHM Corporation in Tokyo. In October of 1992, you received certification from the Open International University as a doctor of alternative medicine. You've done some wonderful work, Dr. Emoto. You're the author of best-selling books, Messages from Water, The Hidden Messages in Water, The True Power of Water, Love Thyself, and a three-volume photo collection of beautiful water crystals. You've also authored two children's books, The Secret of Water and The Message from Water. And you've also been featured in an award-winning film, What the Bleep Do We Know?, produced in the United States in 2004, and also Water the Mystery, produced in Russian in 2006. You've done some wonderful work, Dr. Emoto. You found that your work's important because you found that water not only reflects the physical world around it, as in a placid lake or pond, but also reflects the consciousness of the being surrounding it. And through your experiments with water, rice, and other materials, you found that you've confirmed this with your various interesting experiments. Dr. Emoto, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. And Sarah, thank you so much for translating. I think Dr. Emoto's and I conversation today would be limited to a few words if you weren't there on the line. So I really appreciate you being there.
Yeah, actually, he's quite well in listening, so he does check my numbers and things like that. So we're really in good hands.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I won't try to pass any secret messages then that he won't understand. So, Dr. Emoto, you've done some wonderful work, and I guess for people who are tuning in now, my listener base is in there's 40. I have listeners now, Dr. Emoto, in 40 different countries across the world and in all the continents. And for people who are not familiar with your work, could you explain just a little bit about what you found in 10 words or less about water? I'm just joking, but a little bit about how it exhibits, for example, people's thoughts, the water intention experiments that I know you did.
So I really was interested in water and for quite some time. And one day I thought that there must be a way to prove that water can hold consciousness. So then I thought of this experiment where I was able to take pictures or have physical proof that water does hold intention or consciousness. And this was about in 94, so now we're going on at about 20 years that I've been doing this work.
Fascinating. Well, your work is so important, Dr. Emoto. Could people use your work, for example, to clean up water pollution in an area?
あの、
まあ、人の意識と水の構造ととても関係があることが分かってきましたので、人の意識がピュアになればなるほど水もピュアになっていくものと信じています。
So from my research and with all of the work that I've been doing so far, I'm realizing that there's a really significant relationship between people's consciousness and how it reflects on that onto water. So I believe that the higher or better the consciousness of the people, the purer the water can become.
Fascinating. If you don't mind me asking, Dr. Moto, of course you're in Japan, and we've heard about the pollution from Fukushima. Is it possible to clean up? If everyone who's listening to my radio show today, all over the world, if we sent love and light to the waters around Fukushima now, could we clean up the water around Fukushima from the radiation?
ええ、
あの彼のテッドのこのラジオを聞いてる方々が40カ国ぐらいにいらっしゃるそうなんですけど、その方々が今みんなでその意識を、まあ、お祈り系でも意識をこう福島のその水のあたりの水をきれいにするようにお祈りとかをしたらきれいになるでしょうか。
アインシュタインの法則 E と MC の事情というものの、M が人の数、C が人のコンシャスネスだと思っているので、多くの人が高い意識で祈っていければ何でもできないことはないと思っています。
So I often talk about this in my lectures, but the quick answer to your question is yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
And why this is because, Einstein's theory, E equals MC squared.
Yes.
So I believe in the M representing, let's say, the number of people or population, multiplied by the square root of the consciousness, so C will be the consciousness of the people, creating this infinite energy or ability to do anything, including purifying the water or, you know, kind of correcting something that is not pure or have some fault. So, yes, I absolutely believe that there's nothing that we can't do without this formula being this way that I just explained.
That is a very extremely profound and wonderful, wonderful statement, Dr. Moto. Thank you for sharing that. You've done some other wonderful things too, called the Emoto Peace Project. Could you explain that a little bit to my listeners?
Emoto Peace Project
は、についての説明ですけど、もう始めてから6年に経ちます。で、世界の子どもたちに身近なの伝言の子ども版を作って、まあ、無料で、配っていこうという運動です。今おかげさまで30カ国のぐらいの国で協力の人たちが現れて皆さんに配ってくれています。
So the basis of, and thank you so much for asking that project, it is dear to my heart. I actually started this project about 6 years ago now. And the intention or the mission of the project is to distribute my children's version of the Messages from Water. It's like this really beautiful children's picture book that talks about the whole process of the water crystals throughout the world. So globally, all the children, I would love for them to have this for free. So that was the mission. And currently, I'm linked to about 30 different countries around the world who are working on this mission together.
Wonderful, wonderful. I wish, I know that if my many listeners around the world, if you go to my radio show website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and you scroll down to Dr. Masaru Emoto's name, you'll go right to his website. And there at his website, he has some wonderful references to the kinds of things he's done with his water crystals. You did a rice experiment, too. Could you tell us, please, how that rice experiment worked?
Okay, so yes, this rice experiment has become really popular around the world. You may have seen, around the website and things like that. But actually, I'm not the originator of this experiment. A woman that was one of my audience or followers saw, read the Messages of Water book, and she thought, well, if this works for water, where, you know, that whole thing about applying positive words to water makes these beautiful crystals. And when you apply or say negative words to water, then it doesn't create beautiful crystals. So she actually thought of this experiment that maybe it's the same thing if we did it with rice. So she asked one of her children to do an experiment and had freshly cooked rice in two jars, and one was labeled stupid or something negative like that, and the other one was labeled thank you. And so then they started this experiment of how that labeled word or the consciousness or energy of that word would transform the rice. And what happened is, in time, the one with the label stupid turned into this really black, you know, a substance. Well, the thank you one was really had this nice fermented smell and stayed somewhat white. So seeing that or hearing about that experiment, I wanted to present it in my lecture, so I started to present it. And then it kind of caught fire around the world, and everybody around the world started to do their own rice experiment. And this is now going back about 20 years ago when that lady started to do the experiment.
That is just fascinating.
That that was conducted was labeled to ignore. So one, you know, had this negative attention to it or word. Even the students were saying, you know, you're stupid into this jar. And the other one was, I'm grateful for you, you're lovely, whatever the positive words were. But what happened in the middle jar was to ignore it completely, no positive or negative attention. And what they discovered is that actually not the negative one, but the one, the jar, the rice in the jar where they were ignored was the worst one. So I believe that, you know, this type of an experiment really reflects, you know, what could happen in our own life.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. Dr. Moto, I have to ask you, I have so many questions to ask you today. Could this work as well, for example, from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico? I mean, you don't hear about it in our news now, but I'm sure that the pollution's still there. That's wonderful. That's such wonderful, positive news, Dr. Emoto. Thank you for doing that on behalf of all of us around the world. I was going to ask you one important question, too. Could your techniques help with world conflict? Could it help bring warring sides together, let's say, in the Middle East, who are battling each other?
ただそのコンセプトは、世界中で起こってる戦争とかにも私はそうか。もちろん、間違いなくそうなってくれると思っていますが、まだまだその辺の人々の意識がね、理解してない。外人に実際にはこうそうしませんけど、だから子供たちにそういう本を配って歩いて、
Yes, you know, I certainly am keeping up with everything that's going on around the world in terms of war. And it's unfortunate, but So basically how I feel about that is that, once again, I go back to what I was explaining about raising consciousness
yes.
of the masses.
Yes.
So, yes, in a perfect world, if we could raise the consciousness of every person or as many as we can, mm-hmm. then the world will reflect the energy in terms of how peaceful it would be and how less war we would need to do or have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, in reality today, we are not, you know, all conscious or aware of how the power of our consciousness. So, therefore, I created the Emoto Peace Project to focus, I don't focus just on kids, but particularly because, as you can, you know, understand, I wanted to distribute those books to the children so that they can learn early on how consciousness works and how they have this power to create peace. Hmm. So that when they grow up to become adults, we will eventually have a much more peaceful world to live in.
Hmm. What a beautiful thought. Well, the purpose of my radio program is identical to your efforts as well, Dr. Emoto. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness and create a better world. I want to repeat something I printed off from your Emoto Peace Project, and it's very profound and prophetic. It says, one person cannot change the world, but one person can deliver the messages which can change the world, and the messages are in your book. And you also have I'd like to give out your mobile app for MyHado at www.myhado.com. And that's it's a digital version of your children's book, Water Crystal Photograph Library, that you can save and send to your friends right from the application. Dr. Emoto, I'm just curious, how did you get interested in the field of water, of all things, to...
では先生、水に興味を持たれたのはどうしてでしょうか。そうですね。MRAというそのホメオパシー用のね、波動測定器をアメリカで見つけて、それを上手に使えるようになって、ホメオパシーレムディを水でやってみようということで、 水でやって成功しました。もう30年近く前のことですけどね。まあそこで水がいろいろな情報を運んでくれる薬の代わりをしてくれるということを理解して、本も10冊ほど出したんですね。まあそういうことから水を勉強し始めました。もう30年前になります。
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that question. Well, this is now, we're now going back about 30 years ago that I started to get interested about water. Mm-hmm. There was this instrument called MRI, Magnetic Resonance Analyzer.
Mm. Yes.
And I was trying to do some experiment on it, and this idea came to me about trying it with water. Hmm. And this magnetic MRI machine would enable my patients or other people that I was trying to treat to be able to use these waters in exchange for drugs. Hmm. So when I started to experiment way back when, I experienced for myself that it actually worked. So that's when it began. And then I started to write many books, about 15 books so far today.
Hmm. Fascinating, just fascinating. Have you found these same qualities with other liquids as well, in addition to water? Just curious, or other materials?
他の液体とか他のものでもこういった
結果が出るでしょうか。まあ、普通ホメオパシーの場合には、25%のアルコール溶液を使って、レムジーを作っていますよね。ですから、それは当然そういう結果が出るわけですが、他、日本ではその、そういう療法が禁じられているのでね、アルコールを使うということは、 で、まあ、私はお水をその代わりに使ってやっていたところ成功したわけです。まあ、水を含むだから全てのものは同じような効果を持ってくれると思います。
でも水がないものはちょっと違いますよね。
そうですね、水が必要ですね、水分が必要です。
So、now I want you to remember that my whole work is around water, right? How important water is.
Yes, of course.
So back then, in Japan, it was actually banned to use this solution that was about 25% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So then I came up with this idea that, well, then let's just use water. So we started using water, and it worked. So we have been sticking with that method. But in terms of your question about would any other liquid or matter work,
mm-hmm.
So the other matter that does not have water in it, I don't think it'll work, because once again, it's a reflection of whatever you're sending it to the water that's in that material.
Okay.
However, anything that contains water, it should work, in my theory.
Well, I don't. What an amazing, profound thought, Dr. Emoto. And you know, you think of, I don't know what the United States, for example, or the world spends on pollution cleanup, but perhaps it would be far cheaper and faster and more economical simply for people to send love and gratitude and light to their local polluted water bodies, and they could clean it up through the power of their consciousness.
かかってますが、全く先生のこういったような、意識を向上するだけで、まあ、お祈りとかを送る、その意識を、ポジティブな意識を送るだけできれいになるんでしたら、まあ、本当に費用がセーブしますよね。
問題は、やはりそういうことはカルト的って思われて、思う人はいっぱいいてね、なかなかそれを真に受けてくれない。ですからその辺で私の、まあ、水の伝道師としての普及活動がですね、とても必要になってくるし、また将来の大人である子どもたちに対してのエモトピースプロジェクトが大変重要になってくるわけなんですね。
Yes, Ted. I mean, your thinking, the direction that you're thinking in is absolutely...I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
However, from my own experience doing this work for a while, I've been experiencing a lot of people who, you know, with that idea about cleaning up pollution and war and things, with getting together, praying and sending these intentions as being cult-like.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people started to, and they may start to look at us or...what I call water messengers,
mm-hmm.
As being part of a weird cult of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So I do agree with your theory or idea, and this mm-hmm. is why my work, I feel, is so important, because
mm-hmm.
to raise awareness and correct knowledge around these water messengers who do believe in this concept and my work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I will go back to talking about my Emoto Peace Project and how the combination of both mature or adult water messengers, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
and the work of spreading the message to children so that they become aware quite young, so that it becomes like their natural habit to think in that way. So that's why I kind of work, you know, in a multi-pronged approach.
Well, you're very, very, very unique, Dr. Emoto, in your profound research in the world, and I just so much appreciate your coming on the show today and you know, telling us about that. You also have something called the Haidu School, H-A-D-O School. Could you explain that to my listeners in case they'd like to join?
Haidu School のことをちょっと教えていただけませんでしょうか。
はい、はい。これもそういう僕の考えをそれぞれの地域で代わりに伝えてくれる後輩たち、生徒たちを養成したいので、2005年から国際波動スクールというものを 主にアメリカなどで開催をしてきまして、今年は、初めて東京で行いました。で、今まで合計で370名の、弟子たちが座っています。今後もいろいろなところで波動スクールを開催いたしますが、大体、金土日の3日間、日本からの先生が院で、授業が3日間行われて、それに、終了するとその免許証とライセンス、波動インストラクターというライセンス、バッジ、そして私のデータ、いろいろなデータを全てお渡しすると、そういうシステムです。
Yes, Hado School is another thing that I would love to talk about. This is another baby of mine, but the idea came about connecting it to the whole concept about connecting my message with the masses and increasing consciousness around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that in order to do this, I do need to cultivate a group of disciples or mentees, you know, for the lack of like a better word for myself right now, but a lot of students, you know, that I could nurture. So the idea came about from that.
Mm-hmm.
And this started about in the year 2005. So I've been doing this for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual name of the school is called International Hado School. And most of the classes or the sessions are held in the U.S., mainly in the U.S., and this year, for the first time, we did a class in Tokyo. And currently, I have about 370 graduates from this school. And when you graduate from my school, which is typically from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a three intensive days, where the original or the headquarter Japanese instructors are will attend the school to teach the class.
Mm-hmm.
And once you graduate, you'll receive a license as a Hado instructor, and you will be able to start, you know, doing presentations and doing some work that I do with my, you know, staff support, and also receive a lot of current data, past data, for example, like all the photos and things like that. So, yes, it's a great school if you're really interested in becoming a part of our movement.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know that Dr. Moto, if listeners around the world, if you go to my radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, please scroll down to Dr. Masaru Emoto's name, and then once you click on that, then you'll go right to his website, and there's more information there. The other thing too, you're involved in so many wonderful things, Dr. Emoto. Your peace project is just fascinating because You're doing activities now to spread the messages from the water books to children all over the world. How can listeners around the world help you in that project?
エモトピースプロジェクトというウェブサイトがあります。そちらの方に来ていただいて、その旨を書き込んでいただくと、私どものスタッフがすぐに折り返し、こうしたらいい、ああしたらいい、こうしてくださいというようなご連絡を差し上げますので、とにかくウェブサイトの方にお越しください。
Yeah, thank you so much, Ted. I really appreciate any support that I can get and I can receive. If you look up Emoto Peace Project website, it will come up with a contact part or tab, should I say. And please contact us. One of our staff will write you right back to answer any questions that your listeners might have, including step-by-step way to spread my message and to be a part of my mission for the Emoto Peace Project.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have to tell you, Dr. Emoto, as part of my program Out of This World Radio International, Of course, I've had John Hoag on several times in the past. He's a world-renowned Nostradamus scholar, and I've read Nostradamus extensively. And one of his predictions was that in past the year 2030s and into the 2040s, on this planet, we would be entering a golden age of spiritual development and enlightenment. And I know we've got some tough challenges ahead of us, but once this period is done, after 15 or so years, I think humanity truly will go into a golden age of spiritual enlightenment. And I just want to thank you so much, Dr. Moto, because your work is crucial to this consciousness raising. I believe that people are powerful spiritual beings, and that we all have the power within us to make the world a better place. And I know that that's one of the greatest messages that you've given my many listeners around the world today.
実は、ノストラダムスの研究をしている教授がいまして、その方が私のラジオショーにも2回ほど、インタビューできたんですけど、彼が言うには、ノストラダムスが今、2040年ぐらいには、今から15年後ぐらいには、人々の意識が向上して、本当に世の中が変わるという、ことを言っていたんですけれど、私もはっきり言いました。私もそう信じています。で、江本先生のお仕事がその中でとても大事な仕事の中だと思っているので、本当に意識向上のためにお仕事をなさってくださってありがとうございます。
そうですね、とても分かりやすい、シンプルで、特にお勉強も必要ないから、その人たちも参加できますのでね、それがとても良い、ことだと思いますので、皆さんよろしくお願いします。
Yeah, Ted, well, thank you for sharing that. I'm really excited to hear that. And, you know, this work really requires all of us to work together. And the great thing about what my method, should I say, is that anybody can join what I'm doing. It doesn't really require a high IQ or anything. You know, it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get it. So I really highly encourage people to be interested and to find out more about what my work is and to join us in this consciousness raising movement together. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, my pleasure, Dr. Moto. I firmly believe that we are all powerful spiritual beings, and we have a very, very positive and bright future ahead of us. I also believe, too, that irregardless of our cultural differences, that we are all children of God, and that we were meant to get along with one another. And all this fighting that we're currently having right now on the planet and our conflicts are just temporary things. And eventually we will get things worked out. And I think we will we'll have a thousand years, at least a thousand years or more of spiritual enlightenment and a true golden age coming to us very soon.
本当にありがとうございます、先生。文化が違いますでしょうけれど、私は本当にみんながこの世の中は神の子だと思ってますので、意識向上ができた時点で、それ以降1000年ぐらい本当にいい、世界平和的な人生を人類が歩めると思っていますので、また今日はお時間いただきましてありがとうございました。
そうですね、お互いに頑張りましょう。
Yes, thank you so much. Let's do this together.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do it together with you, Dr. Moto. And Dr. Moto, I'd love for you to give some parting thoughts to today's program. You've got about 2 minutes left, and please say anything you like. I'd love to have you say the last words from the program.
それでは最後に先生から2分ほど今ありますけれど、最後に私のリスナーに残したいお言葉は何でしょうか。
私の、本が出ましたのは1999年、自らの伝言という本が出ました。15年前ですね。それで、世界中に大変な反響を与えました。もちろんこれは科学者というよりも一般市民の方、スピリチュアルな方の方が多かったです。まだありますから、そこまでちょっと来てください。
Thank you. Oh, sorry. I started talking in Japanese.
So, yes, absolutely. My first book came out in 1999, Hidden Messages in Water, and it's been about 15 years now. And when that book came out, it really affected the world, people, and environment in a very significant way for the general population.
Wonderful, wonderful.
しかし、一般の科学者からは、まあ、そっぽ向かれて、批判までされているケースが多かったんですが、このほど、ようやく、アメリカの水の先生によって、それが認められることになったんです。
So, the positive thing that I wanted to really share with your listeners is that at that time, 15 years ago when the book came out, most, if not all, of the Japanese scientists or Japanese people in this field did not take me seriously at all. In fact, they criticized me. But I'm happy to report that after all these years, finally, I'm seeing some shift in them accepting and actually understanding my concept.
Well, that's wonderful, Dr. Moto. I myself and this program will do everything we can to spread your message so people's consciousness can be raised and we can live in a much, much better, more wonderful planet.
Yeah, thank you so much. My hats off to all the U.S. water professors and water researchers, including Dr. Pollack. I don't believe in coincidences, just being coincidences. So I really appreciate your interview today, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Dr. Moto. We'll welcome you to Washington on November 21st. Hello, friends. Wasn't that an amazing interview? I'd like to play this to wrap up this beautiful interview with Dr. Moto. It's called Thank You, Water, written and performed by a wonderful musician named Charlie Cardinal in Lakewood, Washington. Then we'll be right back on the air a little bit after 3. Thank you so much. Please listen to this beautiful song.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together.